I want my 5280 gig now!
Live from the Figgis Studios, it's Weekend Geek Update, sponsored by the Alamo Drafthouse Littleton Cinema. They actually opened up a new drafthouse.
Yeah, I got to go there the other day.
It looks very...
It's really nice.
Frickin' schwanky.
It's new.
It's in Westminster. It's worth the drive. Like, if you don't live anywhere near Westminster, it's kind of far away, because, like, you know, for me it was like a 45-minute drive, but...
Oi.
I don't know.
It looks schwanky, though.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's nothing out there, so...
They have reclining seats.
Ooh.
And outdoor seating in their bar.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the nicest part. I was like...
We went to see a movie, not at the Alamo, a couple weeks ago.
Awful.
And they had the reclining seats, and squishy, and the seats were so much superior that I was like, I don't even care that they don't serve booze here.
Yeah.
And that's why the Westminster one is now the superior location.
Okay.
Because it's a mix of all of them. And you have your own individual table. It's not like the ones
you're
that...
sharing?
So you don't have to share a table now. Now it's an individual table.
We might
that's
have
golden.
To go talk to them about changing our sponsorship.
Yeah, you want
to
go over there?
Instead of Littleton sponsoring us, we can get Westminster.
I mean, we love you, Littleton!
I mean...
Don't.
We are there for the first Monday of every month for Tabletop Gaming, which was packed a couple weeks ago. And
there's
we
a lot
had
of people.
A very, very good turnout. Mike always takes care of us, so thank you so much. We will be there.
Go play some board games
next
man.
Month.
Bring your own. Or play the ones they have there.
Yes.
Some board games.
They bring
some. There are some ones that I do want to try. Like,
yes.
What is it? Something. Betrayal on. Something Hill?
No, Betrayal at House on Haunted Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's great.
I miss playing board games.
Yeah. I do too. I mean, we never get to play the Ghostbusters board game. Like
no, because every time we start it, it's a really long one.
It is
It's
very
one
long.
Of those that you actually have to make the time and have like a board game night.
it's detailed.
Like at the Alamo Draft House.
I
mean, I would love to do
that
too.
Yeah, Red did a campaign. Unfortunately, Aaron and I couldn't make it because we were busy. But
yeah, I like left that day.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
I know. We wanted to do Red's campaign, so maybe Red will pull
that
another campaign.
That entire game night was built around you two.
I know.
And then you both freaking bailed.
We had an event. We couldn't go.
I was going to say, we both bailed.
And we still want to do it.
We moved the date twice.
I know.
Because of both of us.
With your schedules.
Yeah. Yes.
We didn't say, how about this night? We'll plan it this night and those guys will show up. No, we asked you your schedules. You gave us the dates and then you left for Atlanta.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Because we left early because we were like, oh, we got to get out there.
We got to get out there.
Oh, no. Oh, I was going to say, I feel like she's had that bottled up because I'm so sorry, Red.
Yes. We, you know what? In hindsight, we probably would have rather been playing your campaign than going to Atlanta.
I had special effects and themed.
I will
snacks.
Say, I probably would have at least remembered being here. I did not remember day one of DragonCon.
No, and we will not be attending DragonCon this year because of the political climate. We are boycotting DragonCon.
Bullshit, yeah, man.
Yep. We'll explain to you off air, but do some research, and you will find out why we're sitting this one out. So, in the meanwhile,
I've never been, so I wouldn't know.
It's actually more about the state and city and what they're declaring.
Mm-hmm.
There's
nothing to do with Dragon Con.
No, there's just no tolerance.
No, it's not Dragon Con.
It's not Dragon Con.
They're boycotting. It's the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia.
Yep.
And Dragon Con. It's in Atlanta, and so it's like, you know what? You don't get our tourist capital.
Nope.
You want to make women property of the state? Then you don't get our tourist capital.
Yep. So we are out. Speaking of out, Stranger Things finally landed on Netflix.
Yeah, and by now you have all seen it.
I watched it all in one day.
I did too.
You know what?
8 hours, man. Eight hours.
I'm thinking if Netflix got smart, they would do like... four episodes like a week or a
pissed.
Month.
No, no. So I want the option to watch it all in one day and waste my life.
Streaming television is like going and getting a book from the library or from the bookstore in versus comic books installments every week.
Right.
Like, look, there's an appeal to getting your installments every week. I get that that's your thing. You like doing that. You like spending your money $10 at a time.
Absolutely.
I like spending my money $20 at a time, and I get the whole thing. And I can sit down and I can read it however fast I fucking want. And that's what binge TV is true. I will do this at my speed. And if I want to spend all 8 hours in one go, I brought snacks, bitch.
I think, and it's like Devin and I just sat down and we're like, okay, we're going to watch a few episodes and then we're going to watch some fireworks, you know, make some steaks, whatever. Oh, no.
You guys just hunkered down and
sat down and just kept, we're like, well, one more. You know, it's only 8 o'clock.
And you know what? That is probably the biggest crutch phrase out of all the Netflix. Just one more.
Oh, man, because it gets so good. So they actually know how to hook people.
We did all of our cooking beforehand. Like we did all of the barbecue stuff and
prep work.
And we did all the barbecue and cooked all the food and served the food and did the cleanup and then and only then. So I'm sitting there eating my medium rare hamburger watching episode one.
Oh. And then you got the little pustule, pustules.
And the rats.
Oh.
So then I threw up my hamburger.
Yep.
And when I got done cleaning up the bathroom, we finished the rest of it.
Oh, right. When the rats start turning inside out, and you're like, oh, no.
It was...
Billy, no.
Billy, no. So, don't go in there.
So, yeah. So then we were vegetarian the rest of the weekend. From Thursday through next Tuesday.
Ate my steak, and I watched that, and I laughed.
No. Yeah, but steak versus ground beef.
I was gonna say because like steak, it's like you can enjoy it still, but no ground beef. If you look down, you're like
no.
Oh.
You could, I mean that even kind of rules out like some Mexican foods like tostadas. Mm-hmm. I mean you're like no.
Anything that's kind of gooey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nachos, right out.
Yeah, we were.
So it was.
It was vegetables. God, the rest of the weekend.
That's true. They're intense, man.
I think out of the three so far, best. The best.
I don't think it's the best. I think season two is the best.
I think season one is a really great setup for everything because it kind of has a nice deep, like, there's something else out there, blah, blah, blah. I think season two really solidified that where you're like, oh, okay, now we see more of these big monsters. We see more of the Upside Down. I think season three kind of showed more of Hawkins. So I kind of like that a bit more.
What's left of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, shit. Now. Well, they keep getting destroyed, and now all the people are
dead. I love, it was so.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, my God, yeah. We're not going to try and spoiler too much, but, I mean, definitely John Carpenter's thing. Definitely Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Mm-hmm. Definitely Night of the Living Dead. Mm-hmm. Definitely Chopping Mall.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I turned to Devin, I was like, this feels exact like when they're in the mall and like things are bad. I'm like, this is fucking Chopping Mall.
It is.
I've never seen that. And I was like,
how can you have never seen Chopping Mall?
So we're gonna go watch it soon. Like it's definitely Chopping Mall.
It is.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Chopping Mall, Tal?
She's too busy.
But it was
we're having
subtle.
Game or movie night.
Yeah, we are.
It was so, all their throwbacks, all their Easter eggs and tie-ins were very subtle.
Except for the Terminator.
No, that one was still pretty damn subtle.
It was. There was okay, so I couldn't decide if it was Terminator or Cobra.
It took me a second. It's definitely Terminator, though.
Yeah.
It's subtle because they didn't overtly like pan up from the boots and just really focus on it.
Well, and we didn't hear the Cameron.
They didn't Ready Player One.
I wanted that because the guy actually looked a little bit like Schwarzenegger.
Oh my God, his voice sounded like Schwarzenegger.
He was wearing a jean jacket instead of a leather jacket. It wasn't exactly. Mm-mm. It was the same look,
same premise,
it was the same effect, but it wasn't exactly. And that was what we liked about it. Is everything. Everything was elegant. It was elegant.
Well, and even the whole like sight, the weapon even looked like something out of Terminator 3.
Yeah, a little bit
with the super collider with the chick that was the Terminator. I forget which Terminator that was.
That was 3, and we don't acknowledge that.
We don't acknowledge it. They're not. So
I was gonna
won't.
Say it's not going to get acknowledged in the new movie. It's like Halloween where they're like only the first two happened.
Yeah, we fucked up. We're sorry. We're going to back up. So
you fucked up the timeline.
They're not talking about the Rob Zombie ones either.
No. Not even close. So they're... I loved everything. Yeah. And the whole Magnum PI cliche.
I was sitting there like, he's wearing a fucking Hawaiian shirt and he's got a goofy mustache. Like the goofy mustache.
Gun tucked into the back of his jeans. Even
stupid,
like the
car.
The bad jeans that Tom Selleck wore, the shirt. Cutting edge. I mean,
I turned to Devin. I was like, "Is he Magnum PI?" And then, like later in the show, somebody's like, "Oh, what's up, Magnum PI?" And I'm like, "They did the thing.
They did." And it was, they did the thing. It was classic. It was perfect. And I applauded them. The only thing I had a problem with was the cell phone that Carrie Lewis was using. I don't think
big fat cell phone.
The brick phone didn't exist yet.
Well, it was a car phone.
Yes, but the car phone was different. It was a bag phone.
Wasn't it 85 though?
No. This was 80. Yeah, this was 84. That this season took place in the summer of 80 in 85.
Yeah, I thought car phones were
a car phones thing. Car phones were a thing, but that specific design did not exist yet.
The model that he's talking about did not come out until 1988.
Wow.
It's very specific.
Well,
not something I would have noticed, but
this was like a Happy Days fuck up. Okay, so
it wasn't. There were a couple of other misplaced
Happy Days
misplaced things that were like that okay, but all in all, I was like, okay, this is the mall, the music store. I was like, oh, I want to go.
Well, that's like, it's funny you guys mentioned the phone because they show, this is the super nerdy thing, but I only noticed it because a million people pointed it out online. They had the Ghostbuster cereal.
They did.
And some nerd got so upset. He's like, it says it's the real Ghostbuster cereal. The real Ghostbusters didn't come out till 86. And the show takes place in 85. And I'm like, hey, dude, just fucking, it's an Easter egg. Just let it go.
Yeah, just let it be.
Yeah.
Just let it be.
They put in cereal. Calm down.
How dare you put in cereal? Yeah,
it's just like, it was just like, but it's the wrong cereal. It's the wrong box.
How dare you, ignorant slut?
Yeah. He's like, I was 5 years old when that came out. I remember.
I remember.
You ignorant slut. It was, and that's, you know, fantastic. What? So I have theories as far as the fourth one.
I know, your theory is stupid.
My theory is not stupid. Hopper's alive.
I think that's stupid.
I think he's in the Upside Down.
No. Well, he might be. Well, okay. But he went through the gate.
Yeah.
Before the thing went boom.
That's what I think. I think he jumped into the gate. So I think he's in the Upside Down.
Exactly. But I think somehow he came out on the other end in Russia. Because the whole ending.
I think that's too on the nose for it to actually be him. I think they were like, oh, we're going to call it the American. And it's just going to be some random dude named Chet who's just in the fucking cell.
Oh.
And they're like, it's a throw off. I think he's still stuck in the Upside Down.
Unless there's some American that we've lost track of that would have some form of significance, like the doctor, you know, Eleven's dad or something.
Yeah, maybe.
So maybe somewhere along the lines that we've lost track of a casualty.
Well, what's his
name?
It's
not though. Bob. I don't fucking care.
Oh, my God. When they replay
it's
Bob.
It's Barb.
When they
Barb's in Russia. They found Barb. She's in Russia.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Barb.
I remember that, too.
When they replayed Bob getting eaten, I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that's
too
right.
Too soon.
Yeah, man, I was wrecked.
Yeah. Like, oh, dude, no, when they put up the superhero pause. Bob
oh,
picture.
Oh, my God, yes.
I
stood up and I was like, I need a minute.
Yeah. Well,
and then when his picture fell off, I thought it was a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh.
Oh, no, we're not going to do ghosts in this, too. We're not going to introduce that, too.
Bob was trying to talk to her.
There's already creatures from another dimension. We can't get ghosts involved
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, man, this is science, not Spectre.
Science. But I honestly think, I'm with you.
He's alive.
He went for the gate.
Because
he's not going to get blown
But think
up.
About every death they've shown in Stranger Things. They've shown it. They've specifically, like, think about Bob. Think about Barb. They showed their dead bodies. Yeah. They showed that they were dead.
There was
they
no
did
smear.
Did not show Hopper.
No.
Because they showed the other scientists getting fried. They didn't show him.
No, and they showed the puddles that they left. There was nothing. There was nothing left behind.
No.
So I think I on it. You know
I
what?
Alive.
I think given the situation, I would take my chances in the Upside Down too.
Okay. Here's the thing is, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying it's stupid. This is like Captain America is part of Hydra. Stupid. Like, this is just, come on, guys.
It's a playoff. I can't argue that.
It's pretty freaking stupid.
Shut up, Tal.
But the whole
Hydra
thing was just so...
Oh, no, that, I agree.
No,
yeah,
that.
I don't care, man. She's on my side. I'm happy.
Yeah, because
Yeah, well, they retconned that Captain America thing real quick. Yeah. So clearly, people don't like something like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic.
We're gonna fix that.
Sneak. I don't think I would do anything different on this season.
No, absolutely not.
And everything kind of went as I thought it would. There weren't too many surprises.
So Billy's definitely dead, right?
Billy's definitely dead. Thank God.
They showed him die.
Oh, my God. That was awkward at the first two episodes.
I got mad.
Mrs. Robinson type of thing?
Billy's death. Because I was like, fuck you. Don't try and make me feel heartstrings for Billy.
Yeah.
I mean, at least they had kind of set up that he's like, oh, he's troubled youth. Like, at least they tried to set that up.
Yeah, he's a human. All right, fine, they humanized him. But he's still a dick whistle.
Yeah, he was a douchebag in season two. He was a douchebag in this season. I felt nothing. I was just like, good, yeah.
Yeah, I was more pissed. I was like, don't try and make me feel something.
Yeah, I was upset when Hopper died, quote-unquote.
Quote-unquote.
I feel so bad for Winona Ryder, man. She is never going to date again.
Every time.
She's like, I'm leaving town, and I'm considering lesbianism. Like, she's just done with this.
Yeah.
And of course, I was more upset about the Russian scientist, Yakov.
Yes.
Seriously.
I was more sad that he died than fucking Billy.
I was like, the dear little
well, because so I actually cared about him, because he was just doing what he was told.
He was
a human being.
All he wanted was a Slurpee.
He was just trying. He was doing the best he could with what he was.
He wanted a cherry Slurpee.
That's all he wanted.
All they had was strawberry.
And that's all he had was every scene. He's just cuddled up with that Slurpee.
Well, he's definitely the very very prominent of the 80s. He was the Russian defector who is a part of the Soviet situation, but really saw the appeal of the West. And when you're told
you must hate them
and everything they do is terrible, and they have murder and dishonesty and capitalism leads to corruption, and aren't you glad that you live in Soviet Russia where you might be hungry and you have no heat, but at least you're not corrupt and everything's much better here.
The moral high ground.
And yeah. And then you go over there and you're like, well, clearly I've been lied to.
Everything's bad.
It might not be perfect, but you see the appeal and you kind of want the shiny things. And he was definitely playing into that trope that was very much a part of the 80s, which I thought was great. And I thought they did a very good job of humanizing it without propaganda in it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, he's Russian. He's a good guy. But he still created a doomsday laser, like
under the regime, you know. Yeah. The thumb.
But he still was like, oh, I made this giant laser. Go turn it off.
Like, the first chance he got, he's like, okay, this is end. But I did love that the Russian base was basically Star Wars. Mm-hmm. The alarm going off was the sound off the Death Star. All of the panels and everything looked like the Death Star. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is awesome.
You like the never-ending story sing-off.
Oh, my.
I like that part, too.
I got nauseous.
The look on everyone's face is just my favorite. Like, Hopper. No, not Hopper. The cranky bearded guy. Conspiracy guy.
I still don't know his name. I never learned his name. Standing there
like,
What the fuck
is going on?
I can't even interrupt to tell these kids off like I really want to. But, I mean, now, that's just the look on his face. It's just... They're harmonizing.
I like that none of the adults said a word. Like, and nobody said anything over the radio. Like, Hopper didn't go, we don't have time.
No, he just sat there. He had no idea what to do.
Yeah, none of them did. It's perfect.
The best part, the zenith. Steve won a fight.
Yeah, Steve won the fight. I also like
he
that
still got
he
his
and,
ass beat again. Really bad this time.
Yeah.
But he did win a fight.
Oh, and best new character is fucking Robin. I think she's the best character.
You know what? I'm with you on that. I'm with you.
Fantastic.
She's rad. I liked it when she met Eleven and just started like talking. And they're like, she's got superpowers. Keep up.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, all right.
Okay. And all the memes that have come out of Steve being the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
No, I like the board that she has out, just giving a sassy look. I like when they're extremely high from like the truth serum.
Oh,
and they're
just
sitting there watching Back to the Future. And he's like, nah, man, like they went back in time.
So why do you gotta get
Why does he have to go back to the future? Why is the movie called Back to the Future? He was already in the future. No, he's got to go back, man.
I'm like, Cheech and Chong. I was explaining. I was like, this is why stoner movies have gotten dumber. Mm-hmm. Because
can't complicate it.
Because
too much.
It turns out that Back to the Future was way too thought out.
Way too thought out. So if you have not powered through,
you're not gonna at this point. Stranger Things. Saying,
like, if you haven't watched it yet, you haven't watched.
I can't believe anyone not watched it yet. I mean, there's a few people. Well,
but you're not.
Oh, did we just spoil the show for
you? You don't even have like TV, though, do you? No, no, I mean, I know you have a TV, but do you get, like, do you have cable?
Do you have cable? Do you have anything?
My sister's Netflix. I have my own Hulu. All
right.
So in terms of Netflix, the last time I've actually seen Stranger Things was when season one was on 2016.
Oof.
I was in Vietnam. Oof.
Was it in Vietnamese?
No.
I know, you can watch it in English right now.
It's Wi-Fi.
What?
I have Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
I was going to binge watch the first season while I was in Vietnam, and then we got too busy, and then it kind of just fell off.
Yeah, heaven forbid you go to Vietnam and see it, then stay inside and watch a TV show.
We had some downtime here and there, so I mean, like, I was going to do it around the downtimes, especially at night, because it's like, okay, well, whatever. But then by the time it hits 10, I'm like knocked out.
You're like, I'm done.
I was like, I'm like 10, knocked out.
Yeah, we're done here.
I say my skin was pretty good, though.
Oh!
Also, that came out. The new Spider-Man: Far From Home landed to some very critically acclaimed praise. I enjoyed this film immensely, and I called it.
Don't spoil it too much.
I won't spoil it too much.
She hasn't seen it.
Don't spoil it, please. I'm sensitive.
No, I called it. I was right.
Yeah, we know.
I don't remember you calling anything, so...
I mean, I'll explain.
The whole thing is very obvious.
It is extremely obvious, but you know what?
I call shenanigans.
Ryan Reynolds was in the movie?
It's actually a Spider-Verse sequel.
It is a Spider-Verse sequel.
It's not. I wish it was.
No.
I wanted Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield to show up.
Yeah. One of the theories that we mentioned on the last podcast did come true. However, the film is way more detailed, and there is a bigger and better twist than I saw coming. So definitely, Marvel went back to the scene after the credits, which is totally wicked.
The end credit scene is fantastic.
Yes.
The first one is better than the second one, but...
I mean,
that's how I feel with a lot of Marvel films, is that the first movie is always better than, like, the sequel.
Always. But it does tie up Avengers Endgame very nicely.
Yeah, okay. It ends the phase, because this was the end of phase three.
This is the end of phase three.
It ends it very well.
Yes.
I liked the meme explaining that about Jake Gyllenhaal being a bubble boy into a bubble man.
I did not even remember that he was bubble boy.
Until someone pointed it out.
Yeah, and because I'd seen that movie like a long time ago.
And as soon as they do, you're just like, oh man.
Yeah. Now I can't unsee it.
Yeah.
I think my favorite was an interview with both Jake Gyllenhaal. Why did we get Jake Gyllenhaal? I wanted Ryan Reynolds.
it is probably by far one of the best Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. It's better than Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, though it's the only Spider-Man movie not to take place entirely in New York.
Pretty much. Well,
and that's fine. It works out.
And I've always been a doc.
The last one didn't. They were in D.C.
For a little bit,
but they're still in New York.
The majority of the movie actually took place in New York.
It was like a school trip or something that they went to.
Yeah,
and isn't that what this one is? It's a school trip.
Yes.
Yeah, but they never said.
Why don't we get school trips like that? I never got to go to freaking Europe.
I did get to go on
senior,
a boat.
Senior trip we did.
I did actually go to Japan though.
Sorry. We sang. Yeah, that was sea shanty. Trip. It was like it was a tall ship. It was sails and everything. I learned how to sail a boat.
Ooh!
Did you sing the song?
Which song? I'm on
a boat.
That song hadn't come out whenever I was on a boat.
Oh, is that your first time being old?
Yeah, a little bit. Actually, God, no.
is that your first time?
How quickly it happens.
No, the first time was, what's a VHS?
Oh, man. I had to explain the save symbol to a kid.
Oh, yeah, the floppy disk.
The floppy disk.
You have to, like, freaking... explain that rewinding VHSs or cassette tapes?
Oh, yeah. You couldn't just, like, select a scene. Well, if you wanted to go to a part in a movie, you had to
fast focus, forward, man.
Hold there and wait for it.
You had to commit.
And it rewinds so quickly, it's mm-hmm. like, whoa, go.
If you were really fancy, you had a separate machine for rewinding.
You did.
Wow.
I did actually have that.
I'm sorry. People filled with money. We didn't have that when I was a kid.
I didn't have it.
We did because we'd throw it in and then put in the next VHS. So we'd start
of
watching the
Of course you
one.
Did, you money no. bags. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear my age story?
Yeah.
I worked at Blockbuster for a summer. I worked at one of the ones that was still open.
Wow.
That was a summer job that I had, and then they went out of business while I was working there, and I stole a stack of games,
so
and nobody cares.
Back in my day, shush.
Go on.
Back in my day.
Did you go to Hollywood Video?
Get off my lawn.
We had our first copy of the Star Wars trilogy, because mm-hmm. there were only three, thank God.
There's still only three.
Exactly. And that's the way we like it. We had bootleg copies from my uncle who had HBO.
Hell yeah.
And so he recorded them for us on mm-hmm. two VHS.
Ooh.
So they were
yeah,
on two
right.
tapes. But, and here's the thing, is we had Star Wars, A New mm-hmm. Hope on one, and Empire and Return of the Jedi were on the other, in the wrong order.
Oh no.
So if you wanted to watch them in order at my house...
You had to get halfway through one, switch out the tape.
Yeah, we watched the first one, mm-hmm. and then you put in the tape, and you had to cue it up, and then you had to rewind the whole tape.
God, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, I was thinking back to a time when, like, certain things were on multiple formats, where it's like, oh, yeah, you had we had Titanic on, I think it was on VHS. And it was on, like,
it was on two.
And, like, people don't know that, oh, yeah, you used to have to, like, change out.
Yeah,
like,
change it out.
Yeah, Last of the Mohicans was the same thing.
Yeah, it's like, it's oh, man.
Well, like, Braveheart had an intermission in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, first of all, and no one went back. No one went back for the second part. Man,
no, you watched the first part.
You got through half that movie, and you're like, I ain't going back.
Gettysburg. I remember seeing Gettysburg in the theater, and that had an intermission as well.
See, and that's another one. You don't go back. You don't go back.
VHS. Ooh, a fancy Ooh. One. Go on.
Because, like, when you rewind it, there was, like, a notch that you just turned.
Oh, you mean your VCR?
Yeah, my VCR.
Oh, my God. Oh, they're separate. They're different
wow.
things.
VHS was...
VCR.
Okay, Chow's out.
What's in this water?
Your millennial is showing.
Yep.
Sadness in my tears.
Yeah.
God.
It's a little bit salty.
Little salty.
I had a notch that actually allowed you to rewind it really quickly, so that's why I just popped it.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah, someone just didn't have money.
But yeah. Apparently, according to my parents, though, I would watch Disney films like it was nobody's business. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just immediately just mm-hmm. rewind it and just watch it over mm-hmm. again.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Probably childhood.
Nostalgia. The Spider-Man film is still in theaters, thank God. Go see it. It's worth it.
Yeah.
There is something that hit the desk as we were talking before we came on uh-huh. that is worth mentioning.
Is it worth mentioning?
Oh, my God, yes. Because it has gotten so out of hand. September 20th.
Oh, that's right.
Is a red letter day.
We're going to storm Area 51.
This is retarded on so
it's
many
not, it's
levels. This is not.
Yeah, you guys do that. I'm going to Disneyland.
We start a revolution.
Yeah, right?
We're going to find them aliens.
They'll all be at Area 51, and there won't be any lines. That's my bag.
I'm sorry, but I'm
you're, gonna wow, go. You're going to go to Disneyland
I
instead of...
Go to Disneyland.
We're going
to
find aliens.
I wanna go to Disneyland.
Aliens town.
You have good food.
So if... So to catch up.
Oh man, they took away my Star Wars spork.
Okay. Oh. Wow.
Did you really want to talk about Area 51? Because Star Wars spork, man.
Wait, what about
Area 51?
So
we're gonna find the aliens.
If
you have turkey legs at Area 51,
I'll bring a turkey leg.
We'll bring a turkey leg.
They're not earthly turkeys.
We're gonna hang it out the window and you can
Six
chase
leg
after
turkey.
It.
Not if it's well cooked.
Because I mean, it's gonna be a gamble where I'm just like.
It's not like anything from the Renaissance Festival, but it'll be edible.
I still never got that turkey leg girl's number. Anyway,
so If you're playing catch up on this story, which you may very well be, because this is kind of like snuck up.
Because
now, all of a sudden, it has 1.7 million people.
That's how I know there won't be any lines.
There won't be any lines, because wait, everyone is going... There might be.
Where's Area 51?
Nevada.
Oh, I guess, yeah, Disneyland's closer.
Disneyland?
No, it's...
No, Disney World is all the way to Florida.
Disneyland's in California.
Disneyland's in California. Exactly.
They're both far away.
Disneyland and Disney World.
Disneyland's closer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But Area 51's closer than that.
Yeah.
No,
I'll just skip over it. It's fine.
All right. Just keep driving?
Yeah.
Star Wars sport.
Like, oh, no.
Don't worry, me and...
Am I gone?
No, there you are.
Me and Red will just drop you guys off, and
then we'll go. But aliens.
But okay, so Hercules. So originally this movement to storm Area 51.
There was like 500 people in that group when I joined, and now it's 1.7 million
people that there's are going memes. To storm.
Yeah, that's my Tumblr right now. There's all those memes about Area 51.
Mm-hmm. I don't get this. No. This is stupid on a whole new level.
Yeah, it's hysterical. What's funny? And slightly worrying is that I think people are going to try and do it.
I think so too.
I think
too.
There's going to be people who actually like. I joined that group as a joke, but I just read an article that ticket sales for Nevada have gone up like 50% in September.
God. Oh my god!
Yeah, so like, it's ridiculous.
I'm getting worried that people are actually going to do this.
Can you imagine some people are like, I just wanted to visit my family in Nevada. Or just yeah. Go to Yeah.
Well, and I have a feeling this is going to turn out to be like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where everybody is making this mass exodus to
Area
51.
Oh, that's the music that should be playing during the storm.
Well, it's like some Air Force official came out and said, don't do this.
This is bad.
We actually do testing out there of very private stuff and secret stuff. Bad things will happen if you show up. And we're all like, what do you mean?
Well, okay, so
bad things.
What bad things? But the plan is to hit it at 4 a.m., where obviously the B team is on.
Yeah, the B team. Okay. The skeleton crew. Yeah. There's like 10 guys out there.
You know, you've got that
if
one.
1.7 million people show up, they can't do anything.
Exactly. You got Eugene, right. Who shouldn't be in the military because of his flat feet, but they still took him because they need people.
His name's Steve, and he's a private. And he's on the guard tower. They don't tell him anything.
They don't tell him anything. He just sits in a little box and waves people through. So you tell me 1.7 million people show up at his guard post? He's locking the door.
I'm sorry.
He's going to open that and be like, no, we're done.
I'm sorry. You post your plans on the internet and you don't think they're going to adjust?
That's what I was like. Yeah. I was like, you guys told them about it.
Your secret plans on the internet.
It's like when they monologue in front of the criminal and they're just like,
oh yeah.
God. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
This is total mastermind.
Wait, but guys, I just heard your plan. Now I know what you're saying.
No, the plan is they can't stop all of us. Yes, they can.
It can.
They absolutely can.
It's called tear gas, motherfuckers.
It's not just tear gas. A 50 caliber bullet will go through like 20 people at once.
Yeah. Landmines. Machine gun. I mean, how many...
So Star Wars sporks. You understand this?
No, I actually... Okay, let's move on because this is not news, but I want to know what the fuck you're talking about.
So the doodad, the part of the Disney ride, the park with the Millennium Falcon and the Star Wars theme.
Yes.
They did a canteen from the Tatooine canteen themed restaurant.
The Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, Star Wars Land.
Okay, you're with me. You guys know the proper nouns, especially since I don't.
Galaxy's Edge, it's on a planet called Vatu.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that part of the park, right?
Yeah.
It hasn't officially opened yet.
No, it's open.
It's open now.
No. Okay. It's open now.
It's been open for a few weeks.
To the public now, because they had like special private shit.
Before it had opened to the public, they already had massive amounts of theft.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And
I bet. It's cast members, man.
It's cast members. Yeah. It's employees. To the point where, like, they were stealing things like glassware, and they made these special cutlery metal sporks that were like so in theme with the thing, and they're really cool. But so many of them went missing, and then ended up on eBay. And when I checked on this like 2 weeks ago, so this was 2 weeks ago when I heard this story. The going rate on eBay for one of these sporks was $88.
Are you serious?
Not even fucking. Star Wars sporks, man. And
was it? Did it have like anything on it, or was it just a metal spork?
It's a metal spork that is a combo. So it looks like a spork, and one edge is sharp like a knife.
Oh,
so it's all three cool. in one. It's yeah. really cool. It looks like something you could pretty much just get at an army surplus.
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy.
But it's cool.
But it had that. It was.
It had that Star Wars feel to it.
Yeah. It had that nice feel. Well, now they've replaced it with they'll only be doing plastic cutlery at the.
Oh, fuck off.
Exactly.
Ruined it for everybody.
Well, enough people ruined it for yeah. everybody. But all this was happening before they even opened to the
That's
public.
That's crazy.
Well, other things that have ended up on eBay, evidently when you do the Millennium Falcon run, mm-hmm. each person has a specific job, a yeah. specific station.
People have been stealing buttons, right?
Yes,
yeah.
because there's specific buttons and pins to identify where you're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're supposed to turn them in at the end, like your 3D glasses
so
and all of that.
So what was supposed to be a real fun, totalitarian, like all-encompassing experience
yes.
is now wrecked.
Because of the collectors.
Because of people like you.
No, they're scalpers. Scalpers.
I would respect
people
it.
People go in who go, I'm going to steal a switch off of the wall and sell it on eBay for $200.
This isn't just the people who do the stealing. This is the people who buy this shit.
Yeah.
You're enablers. This is you.
This is nothing me. No, because I respect... I respect the experience.
I want to go. You are the face of the problem.
I want to go just for the lightsaber building experience because, like, literally, you go through all this like story and you get to pick out like your crystal.
It's
and,
the
like,
same thing as Harry Potter when you get your wand.
I want to do that. But I have a feeling, like, you have to reserve a spot ahead of time. It's $200.
Oh,
if you don't make your reservation, you can't make another one for a month.
Yep.
Like they. They're being real secretive about this thing. The building itself is not labeled. You can't find that unless they tell you where to go.
Yeah.
Once the population is thinned out from the slaughter of Area 51, I'm sure spacing will open up we'll be able to get our Star Wars sporks back.
It's a fixed point in time that everyone in Area 51 gets smoked.
Hell yeah.
But no.
Star Wars sporks is my team name at Trivia right now.
I would... I'm offended that you... Because I'm about the experience.
I would not, even as
a collector, I wouldn't do this.
You're the embodiment of the collector.
I still have moral integrity.
It doesn't even matter. You're the face of the problem.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I wouldn't do this. That's cheap.
This is too much.
That's over the top.
Yeah. Just keep it that way.
It's like having standards.
Yeah. I no.
He doesn't. Have you seen what he collects?
No. I have lines. There are lines I will not cross. Yes, that's one of them. That's cheap.
It's
tawdry. It ruins it for everybody else.
It does. It ruins it for everybody.
That's my thing.
And I want to go back and do it again. I'm not going
to
fuck it up.
It comes down to not only did you ruin it for yourself, you ruined it for everybody else.
Yes.
I'm going to sell the spork on eBay because it's Star Wars themed. Yeah. Now we can't have nice things.
This is why we have ants.
Yeah. This is how you get ants.
Yeah, because my uncle got married. What do you want? Why are you bringing that up? Because
my uncle got married. Nobody likes Aunt Judy. Nobody likes her. She's an alcoholic and she's tearing this family apart.
Are you
Aunt
Judy?
No.
I have to admit, though,
I don't look like Steven Tyler. Fuck off.
I'm not surprised, though. There are some shady people out there. This does not surprise me in the least.
Yeah, and apparently all work at Disney. Or did.
I am surprised that Disney...
They got fired immediately.
You know
Disney found out exactly who those people were, and they were fired day one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, immediately.
Because, I mean, like, Disney has, like, really high...
Standards.
Like, high standards.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, their policies are extremely strict.
Mm-hmm. If you can't resell anything that you buy in the park. Like, at all. If you work there, because you get a discount. You get a huge discount in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't resell that stuff, or they will find you.
Yeah,
they know who you are.
They will find you, and they will come and get you.
It's literally...
That's what they do at Area 51!
Listen.
That's what they're doing, man!
Disney probably has better security than Area 51 does. Let's be realistic here.
Honestly.
Area 51, you'll get broadcast on the news that you were killed. Disney,
you'll
won't find
hear.
You.
Yep.
You're gone.
Yeah, you're
gone forever.
You're in the basement of Area 51. Yeah.
No, you're down with Disney's frozen head.
That's what I'm saying. Where do you think
right
they keep
right there next
that?
To Walt?
In Area 51?
Right.
That's where Disney's head is.
There's some serious testing going on here. For Disney.
Jesus Christ.
Viva la Disney. Wait, no.
I just want to build my own lightsaber.
That's all I really want to do, too.
I was going to say, the ride looks interesting. The atmosphere is cool. There's not a lot to do quite yet.
No.
But building the lightsaber.
And that even is, less that than is there would have been.
Well, that and that's crucial. The thing is, yeah, people are ruining it. Don't go to Disney and ruin things for other
don't
people.
Don't be that selfish asshole, yeah. Smurf.
Don't be a dick.
No. I would never do that. I mean,
Smurf buys
I was,
that stuff. He doesn't sell
it. I wouldn't even buy it, just on the premise of, okay, it's a spork. No.
I know,
I got
man.
Limits.
What if it wasn't a spork? What if it was something really not... What if it was like a Boba Fett figurine?
No.
That you could only get...
No.
And you know, somebody stole it.
Let's all
it.
Go to the Army Surplus and no. see if we can find some sporks.
I have a tactical spork. Not only is it a spork, it's a knife on the other side. Like,
ooh.
You pull it out. Yeah. It's okay. Metal. It's really nice.
Okay, first of all, that's way cooler.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
I really want a knife.
Yeah. they used to sell it on ThinkGeek.
What?
But see, when we...
you can just get a knife.
You can have
what
a
do
knife.
You mean? Red's probably got one in her kitchen.
Yeah, I got one right here. I mean, we'll give you a knife.
There's plenty of knives.
Okay,
well, okay,
get
there's
you.
Nice knives.
All right, we'll get you one.
Not knives. $200
knives. Jesus Christ.
So...
Yikes.
Bougie as fuck, man.
Bougie as fuck.
That was half the fun of doing the Harry Potter experience. When you do mm-hmm. Ollivander's wand experience... Is it Ollivander or Ollivander's?
Tomato, Ollivander's. Tomato. It's a Severus snake.
It's John Hurt.
Severus snake.
It is. And he was awesome. I loved when I got to talk to him about it.
Harry Pothead.
Harry Pothead. So
I thought it was Perry Hotter.
But no, it looks fucking amazing.
It
I watched
was.
The video of it last night, and I was like, ah. Wah.
Do you know what was sad is that I got to go to Universal before, like. On the weekend that I was supposed to go to my cousin's wedding, so mm-hmm. like, we had some time to kill, so we went to Universal. There wasn't that much of a line for Ollivander's. I was really mm-hmm. excited. I was like, hey, sis, let's go to Ollivander's and stuff. Like, I really want to experience this for the first time because it's very rare for me to be in Florida.
Yeah.
Then she got really testy and bitchy with me, and we ended up in the line.
Yep.
And the people that were in the line behind us were already inside. So I'm just like, you bitch.
Yeah.
Because that was actually one of the... If the experience wasn't as good as it was, I wouldn't have bought a wand.
It was like literally 6 feet.
I was
cool.
Yeah.
I could have gone in.
I was so impressed Dude. With the guy, with the delivery, with the experience. Not only did I buy the wand, I bought the stand to put the wand on.
Oh yeah,
I was so sold.
I bought one of the interactive wands. I have Sirius Black's wand, and so. Yeah, it's really nice. Like, you can go around the park and it still works. Like, mm-hmm. if I would have brought mine with me when we went to Universal, it could have still worked. And I'm like, I would need that in Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, I have the Elder that. Wand. I have an Elder yeah. wand that was, I mean, in the whole explanation, mm-hmm. the whole delivery, it was like,
wait,
he was
he's an Elder, right?
Elder One, yes.
It looks like anal beads.
Anal beads?
It looks like an Elder branch.
No, but the thing that I like is you get the little crystal that is what helps light up the lightsaber, and if you get one of the red ones, oh. one out of every 150 is a black crystal, so it'll give you the dark saber.
Oh.
So that's one thing that I want to go and get is because like it doesn't actually show up in there because they have bins.
Well,
when they come out with the bins, it glows red. But when you put it in the lightsaber, it makes like a black light.
Yes.
And I want that.
From fucking My Hero Academia?
This is... That is actually...
Doing a Naruto thing?
No, but like he's doing Ochako's thing where like
yeah.
he has the...
Oh my god, if that is true and they're actually keeping to the mm-hmm. code for the crystals...
It's every
that's
150.
Right out of canon. I mean, yeah. that is really fucking
yeah.
cool.
Like, you get to pick out... Like, they come around with these, like... it's basically a tub full of fucking crystals. But, like, you get to pick out what color you want. So they have blue, green, purple, and red. But if you get the red ones in the box, if you put it in a lightsaber, there's that one in every 150 chance that it's a black crystal. But it always glows red. So there's only four right now.
Wow.
But they said in the future they might do more colors.
That's pretty mm-hmm. neat, actually.
Yeah. And you can actually, there's a separate shop where you can just go buy other crystal colors.
Yeah, because there's lightsaber. Yellow that they haven't mm-hmm. done.
There's orange.
Orange
yellow,
is not as common according to Jedi lore.
Right.
Purple is
white,
actually
purple
is kind of unique.
Yeah, there,
as it is.
There's basically every color of the rainbow, but most people use blue, green, and red.
Well, and that's
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and
that's Mace Windu. Calm down.
Yeah. That's the Guardian Jedi because each actual
the only
Jedi
reason there's
class
a purple one in real life is because Sam Jackson was like, I want a purple one.
Hell yes.
Screw that. There was purple lightsabers were in the books.
Yeah.
I mean,
after that.
After that.
No, before that. You want to fight about it?
No.
Maybe. I kind of do.
I got books in the basement, man.
We're going to get into deep lore that's not canon anymore.
It is true.
Jenna and Jason, man. Young Jedi series. Bitch, fight
and,
me.
And I want BFM on the bad bottom of my lightsaber.
Yeah, supposedly you can see it in episode 2, but
yep.
I don't know how true
I don't know. I don't know how true that
mini,
is either.
Mini Vader Solo is bullshit, and I refuse to recognize that as canon.
Mini Vader?
Yeah, I don't know. What,
yeah, Baby Vader?
I don't know.
It's
what,
not canon.
I don't know what your character name is, but...
Well, you got Jason who becomes the dark...
No.
Oh yeah, it's not canon anymore.
No,
no,
no, none of them
are. About? No,
in the novels.
No.
Okay. Jason, I thought became the bad one, and Jenna was
wait,
the good
Jason
one.
And the Argonauts.
No.
No.
Oh.
Okay, so in the original canon of the books from Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
Han and Leia had three children.
Mm-hmm.
They had two twins, Jenna and Jason, and then they had a third child that they named Anakin. And
ooh.
Jenna and Jason go off and they join Luke's school in their own teen series called the Young Jedi series. And one of their friends, who I'm not even going to try and pronounce her name because some nerd's going to get on the internet and be like, actually, it's pronounced. And be like, you know what? You know what? How many Ys can we fit into the Wookiee language? And but she has a purple lightsaber. She gets her arm lopped off in book 2, and she has a purple lightsaber. So, yeah.
All right.
Purple lightsabers, and that was long before the prequels came out. Because
I thought Jenna, ended up killing Jason because he went to the dark side.
No. She had a friend who went to the dark side.
Mm.
So he was not related to them.
Okay. I'd have to double check on that.
Weird.
But and his name was like Zay.
Something you need another tongue to pronounce.
Zakata.
It was like Zach, but you know, alien. So I'm not gonna.
It's pronounced Zach, but it's got 10 different vowels in it.
I think it was actually Zeke, but
my name's Brian. Brian.
But no, I mean Mini Vader, that guy they have in the movies that they say is Han and Leia's kid, and I'm like, no.
Oh,
no.
Ben Swolo.
No, man, that's just
Ben Swolo.
This doesn't even make any sense.
Ben Swolo. Yeah, you've seen it. You've seen his pants all the way up to here.
Yeah, he's wearing his mom pants.
That's my favorite part. Bad. Can you put a shirt on, like something?
Something.
I have no idea what you're talking about, and I'm okay with
it. It's
that.
It's in.
She never saw it.
Oh, you didn't see Force Awakens or the other one, Last Jedi. I just know. I love that there's like a comic where she's like, can you put a shirt on? And he just pulls the pants up higher. And he's like, is this better?
Is that better? Is this working for you?
Because they're up to his nipples. Like,
yeah, it's like right up to his armpit.
Yeah,
he's wearing maternity
and
pants.
And he's sweaty. Yeah. Like, and
it's
you don't
gross.
Know why. It's like, it looks like he's been working out, but they didn't show that. So he's just sweaty and wearing his pants up to his nipples. Like nobody knows why.
Like he has an issue or something.
I don't understand these fan movies that Disney's making.
Mm. Honestly, I like Force Awakens. Last Jedi is kind of garbage, but Force Awakens is okay.
Hey, man, I like fanfic too. It's cool.
They're
like
real. They exist. They're canon now.
Jenna and Jason all the way.
Speaking of
not canon anymore,
Jason
man.
With an E, man.
Yeah. Speaking of canon, John Favreau has already started work on season 2 of The Mandalorian. We haven't
I'm
even
stoked.
Seen season 1 yet.
I like that they're like, oh, we finished up season 1. We're just going to keep going.
You know what? And I love John. He
what
is
they did with the Three Musketeers.
Mm-hmm.
He's great, but
yeah.
I mean, I think we're like 4 months away from seeing the first episode of The Mandalorian.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it doesn't make
pants
any sense.
Up to his nipples.
Yeah,
and like I don't understand.
He looks
it up.
Like Fred Mertz.
There's so many memes about it. Like some
hey, actually, he looks like someone that I went to high school with
Ben
when
Swolo.
He pulls his pants
someone,
up. It's
someone
weird.
Someone freaking drew Genji with those pants. Jealousy with me and
yeah.
She's like, we got busy right now.
So with John hard at work, I mean, I think he just keeps getting further and further in league with Disney.
Yeah, no, that's the thing is he made Iron Man and he's in
Iron Man,
like,
Iron Man
every
2.
Movie now.
He's spidey.
I like that Happy Hogan is like the only like government kind of thing we have anymore.
Pretty much. Like, S.H.I.E.L.D. is gone.
You see like some S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff going on, but it's mostly Happy. It's mostly just Happy. Trying to run certain things with the Stark Foundation. Yeah. You're just like, oh, okay. Yeah,
secretly, I'm waiting for Parker Industries actually to land.
It's never gonna happen.
And then,
I don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't know with what with
we
the
don't
reveal.
Even have Doc Ock yet? I mean,
we might see it.
We might.
Her friends call
her Liv.
Is that Liv? Aunt May, no.
I mean, I'm excited to see The Mandalorian.
Yes.
There was leaked.
Are you wearing Iron Man socks? It's Senior Iron Man.
Senior Iron Man.
Does he have a mustache? Is that... Yes, he does. Why?
Why?
When I said Senior
Where did you get Senior Iron Man socks?
Target, man.
No,
H-Mart.
H-Mart.
I love H-Mart.
Shop H-Mart.
Just find everything we need at H-Mart.
Yeah, there's like the one picture of a Mandalorian and everybody's like, ah! And I'm like, yeah, it's some guy in armor. Yeah.
No idea the story or anything.
Nothing.
Yeah, there's no story, there's no nothing, and I'm like, I know how Star Wars nerds get.
Well, and there's
I know how they get.
The
if you fuck this up,
you are gonna
die. If you
die.
Fuck this up, torches and pitchforks come out. I saw The Last Jedi. People got mad. People got mad because the thing didn't happen that they wanted to happen.
No, and even there's like leaked footage for the new Rise of Skywalker and the tower.
And you guys are so mad about it.
Everyone's pissed off because they're like, well, that's not Mostafar. That's not from the Mostafar system. Wait a second. This is wherever they I
it's
didn't even
somewhere else
it.
And we don't like it.
Yeah. Like, no, this isn't where it's supposed to be.
I mean, I don't it's fine. You guys have your fanfics. It's fine. It's fine.
And I think it's on so Yarvin. Bad. I think everyone's pissed that it's
Yarvin?
On
Yarvin. Yarvin. No, we're going to Yarvin.
Yarvin 5?
Okay.
Yavin.
Yavin 5?
Yarvin.
I'm all messed up today.
No, I like it being better as Yarvin.
Yarvin.
It sounds like a pirate place.
Yarvin.
We're going to Yarvin 5. We're
like,
going to smuggle out some arms.
It sounds like the Jewish kid who lives like down the street in Queens is Yarvin. Yarvin, you come in for dinner.
We're going back. Why we be going back to Yarvin? All right, Chewie, get in the Millennium Falcon.
Actually, I could just see Chewie wearing
nope.
a yarmulke.
Nope.
You can't get on top of him. We know it's there.
Can the entire movie just be dubbed?
Yes.
Oh, hey, we're going back to Yarvin. I don't know why I'm Scottish now.
To our own.
A really bad Scottish impression.
To our own bad lip reading.
Yes. Bad celebrity lip reading.
What about Yavin 5?
I think
I forgot what we were talking about.
I think that's where the new Rise of Skywalker
and
all of that.
10 seconds of her in a desert jumping over a thing. Like, don't.
Yeah,
there's no speculating yet. There's nothing.
No.
Everybody's
and the
freaking
fans,
out.
The fans
Sorry,
are
I get
all
really
wound
heated
up.
About this because people get mad for no reason.
Yeah. It's like, shut up.
It takes place in Yarvin.
Yarvin. That's
we riot at dawn.
We riot at dawn.
We're going to storm Area 51 to fuck over George Lucas.
Regulators, let's ride.
Free the Disney employees.
That's where they've been this whole time.
That's where they are.
That's where George Lucas keeps. That's where George Lucas keeps all his minions. Everyone else who directed Star Wars movies. Because you never heard from them again.
No, Disney's heads in there.
Yeah.
It's like Lord Business. He just keeps their heads hooked up for brainstorming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. It's dark, man.
So dark.
Welcome to my brain.
Yeah.
Moving on to other film news. Christoph Waltz is actually going to be returning as Blofeld in the new Bond 25.
I understood none of what you just said.
Christoph Waltz, I love. He's won 2 Oscars. The man is freaking brilliant. He saved Quentin Tarantino's filmmaking, for sure.
Bastard! Why would you do that?
He
because
makes his movies better.
He is that
just
good.
Just let Tarantino learn to edit on his own, man.
No.
Stop throwing funds at him.
He's doing fine.
Exactly. He doesn't need a bailout. He's doing fine with his lack of editing
star,
skills.
He'll star, act, and direct, and edit his own movies
he
now.
He fell ass backwards
Quentin
into
Tarantino
Christoph.
By Quentin Tarantino, starring Quentin Tarantino. Edited by Quentin Tarantino. Yeah.
Look at my angry ego stroke where we swear.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
This time with this celebrity who's trying to stay edgy.
Yeah, well, you know, he wants to be. Wants to
and
be relevant.
Look, shots of women's feet.
I'm okay with that. Uma Thurman has
why
the
you
ugliest.
Gotta be weird about feet, man.
Ugliest toes.
Don't judge my kink.
Don't judge my kink. No kink shaming.
I'm not judging your kink. I'm judging Tarantino's lack of editing skills.
Guess what? Kink shaming is my kink.
So, for those at home that have not seen this,
that free speech is not protected.
Christoph Waltz was introduced back in Spectre as the big bad behind the scenes. James Bond 25 is yes. Is supposed to hit theaters April 8th of next year. There is rumor that they're going to replace Bond at the end of this with a female.
Why is Tarantino doing Bond films?
Breaking news before we came on.
Yeah,
and
I don't know if it's true.
And I don't think it is.
I don't know. And because like the article I read, it was from some weird news site that I'd never heard of, and I was like, I haven't seen it literally anywhere else except for that one news
that
article.
One site.
And I'm like,
yeah, you kind of feel like you kind of feel like you're being
I think we're getting gaslit because it's the woman that plays the mom in Captain Marvel, the wingman to Carol Danvers.
And like, I was like, is she even British? Because I don't think they would do that. Like they would probably at least find a British female actor.
Bond
like,
has to be British. Yeah, he has to be MI6.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was my thing. As I was like, I don't think she's British.
James Bond is Roald Dahl, and he must be British.
He must be British.
He doesn't have to be a he, but he must be British.
Whatever, it's a code name.
Exactly.
I'm not going to get mad about it. It's like, who cares?
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but it's. I'm like, I think they would at least stick to someone from the UK.
I know. That's the one I'm going to get mad about.
Yeah. Well, and I think with all
keep
of...
Keep it British, man.
Yeah, man, don't...
We're not Brexiting it, okay?
Don't...
No. With all of shots fired.
Yeah,
with all
British politics, am I right?
With all of the English actors that could easily slip in,
like, there's a million British actors and actresses that you.
Well,
could
there's
pick,
about there's about 10,000.
Now we're gonna get the American lady who is the Southern woman in fucking
Captain Marvel. when you're bypassing the biggest claim, everyone wants to see Idris Elba play James Bond.
I would love to see.
The one that you say Idris is gorgeous Elba. In Idris.
Idris Elba.
Idris or Idris?
Idris Elba.
All right, Idris Elba.
Who?
Hobbs and Shaw, the black guy that's in the trailer. Like, never mind.
Black guy and Hobbs and Shaw, the big guy.
Oh, Luther, yeah.
Luther?
Yeah, he was in the TV show Luther.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's beautiful.
See, and that's the thing. I would like him as Bond. That'd be great.
Yeah, and I think that would be... And that's what everyone has been screaming for.
Because I'm pretty sure that woman's definitely American.
If he's playing Bond, I'm in.
Yeah.
We're watching this movie.
So I don't trust that side.
I don't trust
until
it either.
I see it on, like, at least a couple other sites that she's doing it.
Conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
So
listen, People Magazine is where I go to.
I'm happy that Christoph Waltz is coming back because this pulls from like one of the older James Bond films with Roger Moore, mm-hmm. where he loses his wife.
May he rest in peace.
And yes, may he rest in peace.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, Roger Moore passed away not that long ago.
Oh,
very recently.
That's right. I remember seeing that. That's right.
So I'm kind of excited to see that. Other movie news. I've avoided talking about this film because there's no information on it.
Go on.
But Mortal Kombat has come out with an R rating, and there are going to be fatalities in the film. Yeah. They don't know to what level the fatalities are going to be.
Right, because you can get extra lives. It's
no, I read the director on Twitter was like, so we know which fatalities... We just can't tell you which ones. And I'm like, that's really vague and cryptic. Like,
and there's still going to be like another...
Cryptic with a K.
Mortal Kombat game coming out, right?
Yeah. 11's out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, 11's great. And there's going to be add-ons.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Sindel's part of the... I think Spawn?
Yeah, I saw Spawn is one of the DLC characters.
Yeah, I can't remember all
I don't know. Well, I liked Mortal Kombat X because we got a lot of horror movie characters. There was fucking Jason, one of the aliens, Predator. Like, does it make sense? No. But were they in that game? Yes.
Well, I kind of thought of...
I got nothing.
I thought of like a scary movie, the Brenda, the The one who fights yeah. the chick from the ring.
Yeah.
She should be involved.
Makes me
the movie.
It makes me think of like Smash Bros.
No, in the actual game.
Or, oh my god.
Or Kingdom Hearts, and it's like, well, technically they were in the game, so yeah. they can be in the movie.
Is it canon?
Is it can? Yeah, it's like that's.
Oh, dude.
This is going into weird territory, and I got nothing, man.
No, I finally started playing Kingdom Hearts 3. I understand none of the story. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm like, I'm fighting the Heartless with Woody and Buzz.
Yeah,
and.
Because friendship's a great weapon against but, bullies.
It's like, you know, I want that crossover in the movies. I want, like, Jason to show up in Mortal Kombat the movie. just like he's just there, and he just randomly kills people, and you're like...
Well, you got Freddy as DLC, didn't we?
Freddy, Jason, one of the aliens, Predator.
I was going to say Predator was
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
So
some of them were in different games, like Mortal Kombat 9, and then there was 10, and... But Mortal Kombat 9 was technically called just Mortal Kombat, but...
I don't know if we really... Do we need a Mortal Kombat movie?
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Listen, we do? The All first right. one we is do. Amazing because it crosses over being from so bad it's good territory. The second one is just garbage. So we need the redemption.
Yes, this is true. Because Mortal Kombat has the ability... It must be a cult film. It cannot be mainstream. It will never be Deadpool. It will never... be like that. It can't be. It just mm-hmm. can't. But it needs to be a cult film. It needs to be something like Heather's. But it has the ability to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger Conan movie level of terribly amazing.
Yeah.
That yes, I would like to see another pass at this.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
So they have gone on record saying it's a very R-rated and it's much more like the game.
Yeah,
it's much like the game. You can't ignore that there's a Mortal Kombat 11. To be clear, we are not remaking the 1995 movie.
The 1995 movie though is fantastic, and the guy who played Raiden in that, he actually played. Oh God,
he's
in
the Highlander.
But he's in Mortal Kombat 11 now. He's
Christopher Lambert?
Yeah,
Shang Tsung.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, he came back and played Shang Tsung in fucking Mortal Kombat 11.
All right.
Because he could. He's like, well, I was in the movies. Can I have a spot? And they're like,
yeah,
right. Yeah. Actually, you know what? All this time. Like, what do you mean?
I know. I love Christopher Lambert, and I want to see him do more stuff.
I would like
stuff.
Him to make a cameo in the new movie.
I would, too.
Yeah.
He's a DLC character.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Bruce Campbell.
Spawn,
Bruce Campbell's also
oh,
gonna
that's
be in it.
Right.
They
because
said, they
Ash
said he's
going to
be
down.
DLC again.
Yes, yeah. Ash is downloadable.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
they
he's
said
a
Ash
DLC.
Is going to be DLC, but it's not Bruce Campbell.
Wait, Ash from Evil Dead.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's so weird because like when we were talking about that, I was like, Dead by Daylight. Yeah. Why is he in Dead by Daylight too? Like, what's going on? What
he's, yeah, he's like? He's in that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny because one of his outfits.
He makes sense in that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then it seems more like he'd hunt the killers as opposed to actually hunt by them.
I mean,
they are saying the release date for this film is going to be March 5th, 2021.
Hell yeah.
And of course, like we said, the only actor is Joe Talisman.
Yeah, they've announced like one actor.
One guy that's yeah. playing Sub-Zero. Yeah,
yeah, they're like. We have Sub-Zero. That's all you guys want.
And
right?
I think only fan favorites are.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we got Sub-Zero and Scorpion, which are usually the fan favorites.
Yeah, hell, fuck yeah, man.
I want Terry Crews to be Jax.
I want
Terry Crews to come in as Jax.
Yes!
Yeah, he's got giant metal arms and he's a big buff
Terry
black
Crews,
guy.
Are you ready for the segue? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Ooh, let's go. Go on!
As Terry Crews was talking about, he wants to play King Triton.
Yes.
Yes.
In the New Little Mermaid.
In the New Mermaid.
And I am like... Please.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Right? Mm-hmm.
The
I'd be so excited.
The memes of him in a tail and a trident.
He's done like a full YouTube video now.
I want nothing else in my life.
Dude, if it was Prince Eric, I'd probably shit myself.
Terry Crews just comes out of the ocean. What the fuck are you doing?
Touching my daughter. It's like, oh shit.
He's got a trident.
I want to see him in Aquaman at the very least,
yeah,
you know?
Just throw down the trident. He's like, hold the trident. Hold the fucking trident.
Hold the motherfucker.
I think that for the win.
Scary
man.
Terry comes out.
Oh my god, yeah.
Scary Terry's late for the grocery store.
He's
I'm missing my favorite soap opera at home right now.
Ah, soap opera. I see
he's trying to avoid Captain D's net
like,
right now.
Soap opera, soap bubble. I see
yeah, no, yeah. Yeah. I didn't steal that line from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Nope, not at all.
Not at all. It's my own original joke.
The Little Mermaid live action film has caught some heat because of the swap. Nobody cares.
Just stop giving Disney money and they'll stop doing this.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, the box office is showing otherwise.
Yeah, because I'm going to go see The Lion King.
You're going to go see The Lion King. And Aladdin is killing it. Is doing well.
Aladdin's garbage. I hated Aladdin.
Yeah.
Creepy blue man. I'll tell you right now.
Well, and everyone, the positive feedback from the Mulan trailer that everyone has seen that
Mulan
got leaked.
Mulan is actually the first one I'm excited about.
It looks fine.
That's one had... Well, we don't know if they've changed. At least they have Asian actors.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, we're doing that okay. So far, so good.
I'm with you on that. The rumors that we were hearing, I was like, yeah, if you make it a witch, like, I'm just going to flip this table and come after you. Like, Disney, we're going to fight. We're going to storm.
Because they said it wasn't
going to
be the Mongolians, right? They said she was going to go fight a witch.
We watched the preview, and it looks like it's the Mongols.
It looks
I'd
like
be
the
fine
Mongols.
With that.
I mean, not the Mongols, the Huns. It looks like
that's right. It's the Huns.
Mongolians. It looks like they're going to do.
I brought my beef.
Do the Huns still. And it looks really,
It looks good.
It looks fine. Yeah, I want Mushu, man. He's not going to be in that movie, and I'm upset.
I wouldn't Mushu. Rule that out yet. Mushu actually might
out.
Be in it.
No, really?
Yes. There is some...
Just Eddie Terry Crews, man. Just let Terry Crews do them all, man.
You know what? That's it. But it's just Terry Crews wearing a really shitty dragon costume. It's not even like a good one.
No,
it's
man,
like,
they just paint him red. Yeah. It's like Will Smith and the genie, but red.
No, he's wearing a dragon hat. I'm a dragon.
Like the goofy hat the genie has.
No, I was gonna say the dragons from the parade. You know, where you got like five people and he's just holding
that,
their head.
And he's just like, hey, I'm a big scary dragon.
He's got cymbals on his knees that he claps together when he walks.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I. You know what? I'd go to that.
Yeah. I'd do that.
Shitty dragon costume, Terry Crews.
Whatever, man. I don't even need to see the rest of the movie. Just show me that.
Totally.
Terry Crews and all the live action Disney movies. Doesn't matter if it makes sense. He's Merida now.
Yeah.
He's Merida now.
From the other studio.
If you could change your feet,
would you?
He's just doing a really bad Scottish accent.
Moving along to television news. Netflix is turning Cuphead into an animated TV show.
I'm excited for that.
You know what? This game
is just got to be really difficult to find and watch.
Did
we talk about this already?
I don't think so.
No,
I think we talked about this.
I don't think
we talked about it before the podcast.
I think this has haunted my nightmares enough that I've had a prophetic dream
a side scroller. This is a goddamn impossible game.
And quite frankly. And quite frankly, I know how this dream turns out, and I don't want to play.
I end up dying by a giant man with a block of dice for a head. Yeah. So.
I totally did not split a controller.
I almost did.
They haven't released a date as far as when it will be released.
But
it's supposed to be like how they did in the game, where everything is just
yes.
So it's all hand drawn. The company that made like Archie and a few other really old school cartoons is taking care of it.
Mm-hmm.
As well as I think they said, like, the studio that made Cuphead is getting heavily involved with like the music and some of the animation and a lot of the story. So
it's going to expand on the story that the game is built on. It's still in the 1930s style, rubber band style of animation. So it looks to be. You know what? I love the animation in Cuphead. Yeah. I love the whole premise and the interaction in the world.
I mean, they did so much research to do Cuphead too.
They did.
Like, even like the inconsistent color of the gloves were turned like blue to white.
Mm-hmm.
Like something that would
happen. Yeah. Of all of the cartoons next to Voltron that I have seen Netflix produce, I'm in the middle of part two of Three Below right now. So good.
Yeah. Everything they've put out that I've watched
has been really good. There's that weird Netflix bear one that you showed me, the claymation one.
That's not Netflix, it's just Japanese weirdness.
It's just Japanese weird. It's just on Netflix.
Yeah, it's just on Netflix.
It is so weird, but it's so cute and adorable.
Well, didn't they make what was that animation one you showed me? No, the girl, it's not Norwegian. The Woodman. The Woodman comes to the house.
Hilda. Yeah.
That show's fucking great, and that's Netflix.
Yeah, that's all Netflix. You let the Woodman again.
Yeah. I think that's a Netflix original,
too.
It
is, yeah.
No, see, that's good. Their animation is really good.
No, and they pulled off some great stuff. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was like, Gretzko was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be, like, little, like, 5-minute shorts and stuff like that on YouTube that you could watch.
Mm-hmm.
But then they changed, like, they... Since Netflix,
they make a full show.
Yeah, Netflix picked it up and actually put a lot of adult themes into it. In a sense where it's a lot of adult issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm getting old and you get married. I'm stuck at a shit job. Like, yeah. You know, there's a lot of interesting.
I'm going to go sing karaoke and scream into a microphone.
So, really, their biggest failure is still kind of a success, and that's Castlevania.
You know, and honestly, and Castlevania is really good.
Exactly.
I really liked Castlevania. Season 2 is still something to be desired. But
no, like, what I'm saying, and they're still gonna, that's what I'm saying, is if that's their biggest failure, look at how successful that is.
Yeah.
And they're still coming back for Season 3.
Yeah.
They have to!
Dude, yeah,
they do need to finish the story.
That animation is so pretty. And we were talking about this whenever Season 1 came out, that their violence, like, it's super, it's like that hyper-violent, like, people get ripped apart. Wait, but it's necessary. It makes sense. It's a different studio. It's some guy
who also wants to do a really gritty
Pokemon reboot, but they won't let him.
Here we got Detective Pikachu. We're good on Pokemon for now.
Yeah, for a while.
I need that on Blu-ray.
I'm
going to actually go buy that.
There you go.
Fuzzy Pikachu. Just want to cuddle him so bad.
He's so fuzzy.
Perfect. Speaking of cuddly.
I'm scared.
No, I need the segue to be good. Go on.
HasLab has announced that they are doing a collector series life-size Cookie Monster.
Why?
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, okay. Why is it life-size?
So he can drive the van?
It is.
You got too far.
You agree to share your cookies online?
Yes. So his height, his height is 38 inches.
Jesus Christ.
He's 10 huge. Pounds of cookies, of course.
He's 10 pounds?
Yes. His width is 20 inches, and he's 19 inches deep.
Bertrand is 54 inches.
And still.
So that's actually not, 34 inches isn't that big.
Still big.
38 inches is how tall he is.
Still not that big. Bertrand.
Yeah, $300.
Bertrand is 54.
Okay, so he's not that bad.
So what I'm saying is that's probably like basically the Muppet size that they
and
have.
Yeah, no, that sounds about
and
right.
I think that sounds right for about what because how they depict the Muppets.
You say life size, and I start thinking like he's going to be like Bertrand's dad size. He's going to drive the van and it's going to say free cookies on the side, and I'm uncomfortable, man.
Actually,
free cookies.
Cookie Monster might still be taller than you at 38 inches.
I will fight you.
I mean, but he's not wrong.
It's close.
No, it's not.
Fight me.
Fight me.
I've always wanted to fight a chihuahua.
You know, I could buy it with $300.
$300 is a lot.
Then we could play Switch games.
A lot to play. They're looking at being able to release this by the spring of 2020. However, they are doing a basically a crowdfunding thing. They need to sell 3,000 of these before 11/29 on August 25th. So for pre-orders.
Go ahead and pre-order Giant Cookie Monster.
Or you know else somebody what?
Not happen.
Yeah, they refund your money and they don't do it.
Or else they get sent to Area 51. Like, what?
Cookie Monster really
They'll
is.
Be storming the castle with you.
Why are you threatening me with Cookie Monsters?
That's where they keep Jim Henson.
But I
Area 51.
Oh, may peace be upon him.
Oh. I'm surprised Hasbro is actually even going this route. They usually are very decisive in their toy making decisions.
I mean, but this is
Tickle
a lot.
Me Elmo.
This is big. This is not like buying Tickle Me Elmo where it's small. This is like, oh, do I want this thing in my house?
I know Bertrand has his own.
Yeah. How much did you pay for Bertrand?
I didn't. He was a gift.
Okay. What does Bertrand normally retail for?
What does he run for on the black market?
Why are you asking me this? He's my child. Stop asking me to sell my child.
If we were to auction off Bertrand, what would he get for him?
Murder?
Giant teddy.
Wait, are we thinking those giant teddy bears from Costco? Like,
have you not seen Bertrand?
No, I don't think she's seen Bertrand.
No, not in person, but I mean, like, I'm talking about...
No, he's fucking huge, yeah.
I'm talking about the ones in Costco, the really, really big ones.
Yeah, that's Bertrand.
Is that?
No, yeah. Well, there's Bertrand, and then there's Bertrand's dad.
Yeah.
Bertrand's dad is the size of a love seat.
He's huge.
Okay, this one's bigger than Bertrand. But
yeah, that's Bertrand's dad.
Let's find it. Love and Romance teddy bears.
No!
Website am I on?
Those are frightening. What are you doing? What is your search history like?
How tall is Bertrand? Is he about 5 feet?
He's 54 inches. He's just around 4 feet.
Okay, so about $100 then.
Okay.
Why?
That's how much your son goes for on the black market.
I hate you. Can we stop the podcast now?
This is the one from Costco.
No, yeah, that's Bertrand's dad.
Yeah, that's his dad.
That's Bertrand's dad.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
I was talking to you that he's the one that's the size of a sofa.
You nub.
Yeah. You nub. I don't know.
Comment on your nose.
I don't know if the Sesame Street Muppet fandom is this strong anymore.
I don't know. It might be.
I mean, he is one of the original Sesame Street characters.
Technically, the Sesame Street characters are Muppets.
Yeah.
They are Muppets.
They are.
Characters made by the Jim Henson Workshop are Muppets.
Yes.
They.
He is one of the originals.
Technically, the Dark Crystal monsters are Muppets.
Yep. They are correct.
I'd be afraid to see this.
Yeah.
If I came inside and the googly eyes were staring at me and I was less than sober, that would fuck with me. No, it's just Cookie Monster. Also in collector toy news, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 35th anniversary box set is coming to Walmart from Playmates.
Yeah.
They are depicted in the classic black and white and grayscale of the comic book from back in the day. And since there is no more Toys R Us, you have Walmart and Target when it comes to exclusives, and it's only going to be available at Walmart. These things are probably going to fucking blow out in no time flat.
But they're in the black and white style, so I don't know if people are going to want them as much.
You know what? Exclusive to Walmart.
Does.
It's going to be released August 18th. I have no doubt. This is going to be like the Ecto. Nobody thought the Transforming Ecto was going to be worth a shit, and it blew off the shelf.
I called GameStop recently, and they still have a couple, and I might go get one.
I would get one.
It's $50.
That's an expensive
transformer. $50 transformer, man. That's what I was like.
I think we just found a transformer.
It's not worth it.
And San Diego Comic-Con's got an exclusive Optimus Prime style.
No, that one's dumb. It's literally just Optimus Prime with the roof rack on it.
Yes.
Like, it's a semi that they just slapped the rack on it, and they're like, Ecto!
Does that mean he had a sex change?
Yes, he got slimed.
He's got a big old fat rack.
He's got a rack now.
He's got a rack now.
Talk about some real Bondon Honkaroos.
It's Optimus Prime in his drag act.
Some real Bondon Honkaroos.
It's Optimus Prima Donna.
Ooh. Does he come with the spinny cones?
No, he comes with a roof rack. You're not paying attention.
But they're cones and they spin. No?
Roof. Rack.
Toys are expensive.
Toys are expensive.
Either play with a joke being provided or don't play. I don't know. I don't know how to...
It is a Nerf gun.
I don't know if it's worth... What? What are you pointing at?
I'm not.
Why am I pulling your finger?
You!
I did not say a bad joke. I did not say anything sexist.
I didn't say you did.
Okay, so then... Why am I doing this?
She needs her finger popped, or she needs to be pulled closer.
I need my finger popped.
Could
have been over.
Toys are expensive. Toys have gotten ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, when
Back in my day. Toys used to be toys and not collectibles.
We made our own toys.
Out of wood. Don't get them, wooden boy.
Listen, I've tried whittling. I'm not very good at it.
I made something out of toothpicks. Does that count?
Yes. Kind of. I know how to whittle soap and wood.
Ooh.
It's mostly soap.
In comic book news, I don't know what is going on, but for some strange reason, comic book writers are being ousted by movie creators. John Carpenter is the recent one to be drafted into co-writing a Joker comic book.
Yeah, all right.
I guess.
I mean, I can see it, but I just don't like it.
I don't get it.
I don't have to like it.
Because we have J.J. Abrams. We have reported Joe Hill last week, mm-hmm. taking over all of the horror books.
Yeah.
Eight Heads in a Basket, which is the only one anyone can remember out of all of DC's new horror books. And now we've got John Carpenter, creator of The Thing.
Yeah.
And influence for Stranger Things Chapter 3, is not going to be writing The Joker. Is The Joker horror worthy? He's a psychopath.
Yeah,
it's
but
not horror.
Well, we're
how
not
is,
doing this again.
How is
we're
the,
not. I'm not going to get into this argument again.
Because
I went and watched a movie called Crawl that was about alligators, and that was definitely a horror movie. It was pretty fucking scary. So it looks so fucking dumb, but the movie itself is actually really good. Not the point, but okay. Like, you can make anything horror. So sure, yeah. Go for it.
Just because
go
you have it, just because you have an innate fear of clowns.
I love clowns.
I hate like clowns.
So
I fucking hate clowns.
So now you're gonna have John Carpenter writing for The Joker, who could
go read
really,
it.
Really, really fuck
go,
with you.
Not gonna read it. Actually, that sounds still better than the Joker movie we're getting.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. Well,
yeah. Someone asked me, "Are you excited about the Joker
no.
film?" And I'm just like, "Oh,
I like,
hell to
I,
know."
I,
I contained it.
Even the director was like, "Well, we're not really doing anything comic book related.
Yeah,
this
it's
is,
not. It's
this
not
is
canon.
My interpretation of anything Joker related." And he's like, "There's going to be no mention of."
I'm sorry. Did you
men
expect anyone to take
suits?
You seriously with that kind
like,
of press yeah. release?
And that's the thing is like all of the. I'd rather read the John Carpenter Joker
yep.
than. I'd rather John Carpenter film a Joker movie. Fuck's sake! Like. No, we're going to get this hipster interpretation, and society's evil.
I mean, I'd rather just read Killing Joke.
Oh, Killing Joke's good.
True story. Last bit of news. Greedfall, which is a video game that was...
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Joker.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I was like, we're talking about other things,
Tal. No, I'm sorry. It's just that that's the... If I were to describe myself as any sort of noise, that would be it. Just...
It's all bad. She is annoyed.
The Joker comic will be out around Halloween. I'm sure there'll be more news to it. Also in Joker DC news, the new alternate cover by Arthur Soydum is kind of a ripoff of the whole
yeah, the cosplayer's photo.
Yeah.
It's not just a copy. It's like copied.
Yeah.
It's like he traced over this cosplayer's.
It's
not in the news thing that we shared, but
no.
Yeah.
It's D. Sen? No, it's not Snyder. It's the new. It's like yeah. D. Oh, God damn it. Number okay. It's an alternate cover for number 2 or number just Google DC Arthur Soydum and it'll pull it up. I'll guarantee it because a Arthur Soydum.
How do you say his name?
Who knows?
Aye.
Just DC Zombies.
yeah, something Marvel did years ago.
Something Marvel did a long time ago. It's the current story running right now in Marvel or in DC. Arthur basically pulled from two sources because the Harley he painted or drew looks a lot like Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the cover that he swiped it from, turning Joker into a zombie, is from the Harley Joker trade paperback that they did about mm-hmm. 5-6 years ago.
And it's from the photo he used.
Yes.
He literally stole it from a cosplayer because that's like literally pixel for pixel.
Is it deceased?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
It's
deceased.
Literally this cosplayer's photo that he took at like doing a recreation of the Killing Joke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
no, it was
like,
it's not Killing Joke.
Yeah, the cover that we're talking about where
no.
it's the skull face and he's got the photograph.
No.
That's
the one that I'm thinking of that they did the alternate for deceased.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Harley cover where Joker's
behind.
Oh yeah,
behind, that, there's that one, yeah.
Margot Robbie. style Harley. Yeah. It's very interesting.
That
it's
one's dumb. The other one's dumb. It's
a very interesting take, and Arthur's a longtime friend, and he's a great guy, but I'm curious why he's doing this now, I guess. I don't know.
Because they
there is quite the stir. Geekdom has stood up and, not on my lawn.
Yeah, because they don't like the Margot Robbie one. But there is an alternate cover where it's the Killing Joke, where Joker's a fucking skeleton zombie on the cover.
Okay.
And it's literally ripped from some cosplayer's photo. And he's like, I didn't need compensation. I didn't get any credit. He's like, if he would have at least mentioned my name. Yes, it's that one.
Yeah, let me see.
The one right next to it is this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, show him the comic cover. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally the exact same shot. He traced over this guy's fucking photo. Like.
Wow.
It's literally a tracing job. And he's pissed. And he's like,
I didn't get any credit for that.
Yeah. He's like, you could have at least said my name. And now the artist was like, Arthur. Oh, yeah, it's this guy.
Well, and Arthur's
a little too late. You about to get sued.
Arthur Soydum has been kind of in the news before. Mm-hmm. He there was a rumor going around the cons for the longest time that he would annex other booths to make space for his own.
So he's kind of a douchebag anyway.
He's got moments.
Yeah.
Oh,
He's that nerd.
Yeah.
He takes over like other people's booths.
Nerds have a reputation.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting sometimes to hear when the news, because when I ran into him last, that story about him annexing other booths was rampant. So he's all like, so tell me what's going on. What are they saying about me?
I'm
like, Jesus,
that you're a shitty human being.
This is your friend?
He is a friend. I've gone
to
dinner with him.
You should get better
friends. I have hung out with him.
You should get better friends.
I'm not saying that I shouldn't. But
I'm not sure you should claim this as a friend. Maybe call him an acquaintance.
He's an acquaintance. I mean, I'm sure if I sent him a message, he'd respond.
Fuck off.
Some of them do. Some
still
of them
a response.
Don't. Yeah. Who is this? I'm sure if I wasn't standing in front of him, it would take him a minute to realize who the hell I was. But
I have the same reaction to you.
Yeah, I know.
Same. I get those texts and I'm like, who?
In video game news, a game that was hinted or teased in E3 ago?
Yeah, it was last year.
Greedfall finally gets an official release date for September 10th.
Oh, so I'll have a week to play it, and then we'll storm Area 51.
That's right.
Pretty much. This will be your final hurrah.
You better make it.
It looks like one of those. It's open world. It's post-apocalypse.
Yeah, man. It's training for what comes after the storming.
Yeah. It looks interesting.
It's very interesting. I was watching the gameplay trailer that I attached, and it looks very Assassin's Creed, Red Dead Redemption. Yeah. It's open world. It's very build your own character type of scenario.
It looks interesting enough to get me to at least watch another trailer.
I'll watch another trailer.
And then maybe buy it.
$50 is a lot for a game. I'm kind of on the bubble.
That's how I always feel about games like this, where it's like it's kind of an unknown studio.
They're not tested at all.
And so I'm like, okay, this might be good. But
it's Blockbuster.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
You know, I'm gonna
see,
go.
That's.
It is.
I can't go and rent something and then return it if it's garbage.
Yeah, I mean we could wait for Steam, and get it on there.
Yeah, because there's always a sale. But my problem is, God, I miss Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Because I used to be able to, like, if you're like, I just want to go try this. I want to see if this is any good before I buy it. That's how I played like half of The Legend of Zelda and then returned it, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go buy Ocarina of Time now. But like, still.
To be fair, that and some of the Final Fantasy games, that's just how you play them.
Yeah,
you only
and
play
it's
the
like,
first half.
Yeah, and you're like, it's okay, like, I played part of it. Now I'll actually go buy this.
I played disc one. I got three left to go, but so like, it's worth picking up.
Man, VH1 of Titanic.
Yeah, and now I have to commit to something. Yes. Now it's like
we still don't know how Braveheart ends.
Yeah, see, now
I don't care.
I have to go into a store. And generally, I buy games online now because I don't even go into the store. But I have to walk in and be like, I want to buy this. I know nothing about it except for a trailer that I saw.
Well, and I'm looking at the gaming landscape, as it were. I think the last physical game I'm going to be able to buy is Gears. Because at the end of Gears comes all of the new platforms.
Yeah,
because
Project Scarlet or whatever the Xbox
whatever
is.
Whatever Xbox is.
Supposedly it's probably going to be digital only.
PS5. Yeah. Even Switch, yeah. All of that is becoming digital. And I think this is the last of physical copies.
And I hate to say I'm fine with it, but that's the thing is I can download games on my phone, and I've got no problems with that. I've had Steam for years now, where I have not purchased a physical PC game since I bought World of Warcraft. Because you don't.
No, I know.
You don't go get a CD anymore. Like.
No.
I bought the expansions for World of Warcraft. I went and got the box. I have ten boxes of like fucking World of Warcraft shit because I'm like, okay, well, you have the base game and then you have the three expansions because you had fucking Wrath of the Lich King and all the other shit. And you're just like, I need all this. I need all these boxes. Mom, get the CD case out.
Get the hot pocket,
it came on like 80 discs.
I did yell at my friend because he didn't put my game in the right box.
See?
No, absolutely. See?
That's the thing.
Okay, it's bullshit.
So personally, I like to have a physical copy.
Yes.
I do.
To me, it's more comforting to have.
Yeah. Agreed.
But it was like actually kind of funny because so I had Persona 5 in my PS4 and we were watching Mean Girls because I don't have a downstairs, okay?
Well, just get like a really cheap PlayStation 4, a DVD player, done. Exactly. And you can play games on it.
We were watching Mean Girls and stuff like that, and then I opened up, like, the next day I was bringing my PS4 to work, and then I opened my case for P5, and then I see Mean Girls instead. I'm like,
oh,
where's my game? And then, like, when I got home,
it's in the Mean Girls case.
I opened Mean Girls, I'm like, oh, look.
Oh, I've killed people for less than that.
Like, I was just like, oh, yes, what game are you playing? Mean Girls.
Yeah. Mean Girls.
It's actually P5.
Like, that problem's kind of gone away now, but, like.
Attack of the Plastics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
Plastics Revenge.
I mean, he can make the jokes, but he's never seen the movie.
I've never seen the movie.
I like physical copies. I miss that. But I understand kind of why they're going away. Because I'm sorry, I don't want to walk down to GameStop. I walk in like Ron rocking into a fucking Lowe's. I know more than you. Like, fucking give me my game so I can leave.
You know what? And I'm fine with that. And I'm totally on board. But if you're going to charge me $50 for a digital copy, you can suck a fart out of my ass.
Yeah,
because that is bullshit.
That's why I wanted to go digital only, because I feel like sales will go, like, I feel like prices will start going down.
They're not.
I feel like they will, though.
They're
I feel like
not.
I'll start paying $40 again. Like,
I seriously doubt
if
that.
If it's digital only,
you're right, they should. But the observation is they're not.
Yeah.
Well, because there's
like,
no
the
difference right now.
Manufacturing costs. Like, yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
You just eliminated 50%
of your
production.
You're what the Soviets claimed capitalism would be.
Yeah, well.
I think the only difference would be the fact that if you do buy like a used game, it's a lot significantly cheaper to get a physical.
Well, yeah, and
that's been used.
But that's the thing is like used games are going to go away.
And
like,
it's the end of the used game market.
Yeah, especially it kind of sucks too because like I know that with certain games too, there's a deal like they would be like I don't know a deal at like GameStop where it's like. Hey, Bloodborne is normally like this amount of dollars, but it's
trade in like five games and you can get it for
but
cheaper.
Sony's having a promotion where you can buy this like a new copy for cheaper and stuff like that. So it's like, oh, well,
I'm just gonna go play with my blocks.
That's what Lego is for.
No, yeah, you can't do that with a digital copy. But like, that's the thing is, I don't know.
Also,
I feel like
games.
You can't. Not
you can't,
anymore.
No. Well. I mean, I don't loan games too often.
Well, that was the whole
up in
arms thing with the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One. Like, there was literally people screaming because Xbox One originally wasn't going to have used games.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't share your games with other people, and people were like, make used games, and now everybody's like, but who cares? Like,
yeah. I mean, it's been a night and day shift.
Yeah,
because
people stopped caring.
At the end of the day, when you're paying digital same price as a physical.
Mm-hmm. That's what I don't like. If the price starts going down, I'll be more okay with it. But
there is no indication of that.
Yeah.
There has nothing. Even with the pre-release for Gears 5, even for Borderlands, all of that shit.
Yeah.
Even on PC, it's like still expensive.
No.
Yeah. PC's even more ridiculously priced.
Yeah, it's always $60.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's 60?
Yeah,
it's always been 60.
I don't know why I thought it was more.
$59.99.
I don't know why I thought it was more.
For new games, it's always like 60 unless you get like the
collectors.
I usually do. That, see that? I mean, oh, and that's another thing that'll go away.
It depends on like what kind of like
DLC or yeah, the well, like, the exclusive.
If I didn't play the game, then yeah, I wouldn't mind getting a deluxe. But like, if it's like a game where I'm like.
See, and that's one thing that I'm going to miss is, like, you can't do, like, limited edition releases anymore.
No, that's gone.
Like, yeah, because I got
it. I mean, the Borderlands Deluxe was sold out in under 5 minutes.
Yeah, the giant fucking, it come with, like, a giant crate and everything like that. Yeah.
That's all gone.
I wanted that one, yeah.
I have some pins.
It had a t-shirt.
Hell yeah. See, that's the thing is, every single Halo that's ever come out, I've gotten the limited edition.
Like, same thing with
every
Gears.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one especially, because, like, Halo 5... I was like, eh, I might not, but I got, like, the bigger box or whatever.
The metal case. Like, whatever. Yeah, the metal box.
But then I actually, when I was there, the lady accidentally gave me the wrong one, and I got the, like, $500 version, which had, like, this giant statue, and I only paid, like, $100 for it. Because she was like, I think this is the one you get. And I was like, yes, this is the one I get. Goodbye.
Yep.
Start the car! Start the car!
Because I did that with Reach. Reach, I bought the one with the statue.
I should have done that for Reach.
And all of that. And it was so, so cool.
I should have done that. That's what I should have done. Because I have the Halo 3, I have the helmet that doesn't fit.
I don't know what that would
be. That pissed me off so much. Yeah,
that's it's Halo 3 right there.
And I want that one.
The helmet.
I want it to be able to fit because I have it. It's up in my fucking, you know, closet that,
wasn't this,
you know.
The statue from Halo 4 or 5?
Yeah, that's the one from
Except
5.
Except this one's, like, life-size.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, no. And you know what it is? Do you know what I hate about it? They're bookends.
Let me
see. It's a bookend, so it comes apart and you can put them together.
Yeah, no, these were actually the life-size statues when I went to the...
See, yeah, I have that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the... Never mind.
And then Halo 5 was garbage.
Yep.
Except for the multiplayer. The multiplayer's great. So Halo Infinite, I'm going to buy whatever they're like. Well, it's a real life-size gun. I'd be like, yeah, no, gimme.
Well, and Gears, they came out with...
I bought the Lancer. Yeah. I sold the Lancer because it's not...
It's not great. That great, but it's still cool to hold. Mm-hmm. Oh, it makes the noise, and it's just to have a chainsaw on the bottom of your gun is cool.
That seems not very safe.
No, it's so far from safe.
It was Dragon Age Inquisition's box.
The big one.
Yeah. But it was mostly because someone had declined their box because some of the pieces had broken. So I got it for cheap.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, I'll just be taking this.
Well, I bought the Destiny big one. Like,
I didn't really care for Inquisition.
Shit, I realized I haven't bought a limited edition in a while now.
Yeah.
I think Halo 5 was the last one.
Man, your bank account must be...
Yeah, it's so much better, right?
It's looking so much healthier for retirement.
The $50 in my bank account was sweating bullets. It's Woo! Like, oh, there's a limited edition game he's not buying.
I want an RDR2 with, like, matching pistolas.
Yeah, but they weren't real.
No,
like, if it came with real guns. And that one didn't even come with the game.
It didn't.
Like, that's what pissed me off. They're like, well, here's this cool box of stuff. You have to buy the game separate.
Yeah, the game doesn't come with it.
It was like underneath in really small print. This does not include the game.
It was bullshit.
Why would you buy that?
Yeah.
Why would you buy that? It doesn't include the game.
Angry.
The limited edition of Red Dead Redemption 2 includes this, this, and this.
But it doesn't have the game.
No.
Everything but the game.
Yeah.
My brother didn't realize that till later and then was like,
I fucking hate that.
What the fuck?
That's some EA bullshit that they pulled right there.
Like, yeah, Rockstar giving a big finger.
It comes
to,
with loot boxes.
Yeah.
And?
Die in a fire.
And on that bombshell, may you die in a fire.
Die in a fire.
See you there.